I would suggest not getting closer than 30 centimeters. One thing that is interesting is I come back here to the overlap one where we're just looking at how loud things are. Some of the trained singers, especially if you look at the trained tenor, his peak right here where the singer's foramen is within about 10 to 15 dB of that uncomfortable point. So if we just signaled out his ringer's foramen and you just played it through a loudspeaker at a meter away, it's grating on you. It's getting a little kind of uncomfortable. And you move into 30 centimeters, you add another 10 dB to that, you're right there, right close to the thing. And I think as listeners, that's what kind of gives us that grab when a singer really hits the money note with a strong thing. Now, also as shown, there's I actually have it here someplace. I can't say his name, so I won't butcher it. But there was a study, a long-term average spectrum study done a while back about how singers would shut off or really decrease their singer's foramen in a choral environment. Not all singers do this. It was a generalization, but often it happens. And it could be for other things, stylistic things, how it works with the chorus. But I wouldn't be surprised if this is part of it. If you're standing somebody between a half a meter, a meter, and every time they hit the ring, you're going, oh, that's a little strong, and you cut back, then we have some issues. And so, it probably doesn't help do anything. And I guess to answer your question, I heard somebody say a while back that most studies only confirm the obvious. And this kind of just more confirms the obvious. This is why they don't do this, more or less. No, it wasn't actually Stenz. Stenz does a lot of that, but it was, Olivier Vicello, I don't know. I hope they aren't here because I just killed the name. You may know that name? Olivieria. But Stenz Turnstrom, you probably did some stuff like this as well. I know you do lots of it. Yeah, and this study was about 99th, the one I'm citing, and they actually played. They had people singing in an environment, and then they'd stick on headphones that they had a recorded chorus around them, and they recorded their thing. How realistic that is, maybe it works. It's right on the edge. But I know talking to singers, they say, yeah, I'll shut it down. At least I try to tone it down in a chorus, try to tone down the ring. Anyway, sorry.